We're going to begin to melt down and relax and release using visualization to assist us. So find yourself in a very quiet lying down position. Your feet are a little bit more than hip width apart. Your hands are down by your side, palms facing the ceiling, chin slightly tucked, elongating at the back of the neck, eyes softly closed, in yoga shavasana. And I invite you to bring your mind's eye down to your toes, bringing your awareness to your feet, and imagining that your toes are like ice creams on a hot sunny day. And like ice creams, the toes begin to melt and relax and release, melting down through the feet, through the heels into the earth. The balls of the feet in return begin to melt and relax and release down through the foot, through the heels into the earth. The heels relax and release. And let go. Moving up to the ankles. The ankles relax and release. To the shins. The upper shins relax and let go. Melting down through the calves. The calves relax and release and let go into the earth. And melt down. The knees begin to relax and let go. The thighs. Open the upper thighs, spread, and begin to relax and melt down through the legs, through the lower thighs, into the earth. The lower thighs follow suit and melt and relax into the earth as well. So that now your legs feel heavy, maybe almost tingly, totally relaxed, released, and no longer any concern. So bring your awareness to your belly. Feel your hip bones begin to spread and open, relaxing down. Your buttock muscles open and let go, melting on down into the earth. You bring your awareness to your belly. All the organs of digestion, the organs of assimilation, organs of elimination, begin to spread and soften and melt, melting down through the body, through the back of the small of the back, into the earth, the spine, the lower back, small of the back, begins to relax and let go, melting down into the earth. The lowest rib, from the very tip, melts on down and back to the spine, and the spine lets go. The next rib up, the next after that, and the one after that, all from the very tip, open, spread, and then melt. Melt down and melt back to the vertebrae it's associated with. And then that vertebrae melts and relaxes. So that each one of your ribs individually opens and relaxes. Let's go one after the other after the other. And you feel your entire chest cavity opening, softening. Maybe the breath comes easier. The heart feels full, singing with joy and relaxing down. It also melts into the ground with the lungs. And then bring your attention to your fingers. The fingers melt into the hands melt into the wrists. The forearms relax and release, the elbows. The upper arms let go and melt down into the ground, to the shoulders. Bring special awareness to the shoulders and gently encourage the shoulders to relax, to melt, to release all the heaviness, the weight of the world that you carry, offering to release it to the earth as the shoulders open and spread, and let go of all stress and tension. And the neck begins to relax and release to the jaw. The jaw is slightly slackened, teeth are apart, the tongue is at the floor of the mouth. And the cheekbones begin to spread, soften and melt. The eyes are fluttered shut. The brow is gently unfurrowed and relaxed. And the hair pulls the scalp into the earth, melting it down, relaxing, so that your entire face and head are relaxed and released. And even the mind feels like it's floating. And bring your awareness back into your body, looking for any rogue stress or tension that escaped you the first time. Gently relaxing and releasing the entire body into the earth. And then allowing the mind to softly float for a few moments, without any thought or concern. If your mind has become busy with thoughts, just very gently invite the thoughts to drift away, to float away, coming back to silence and tranquility. And when you feel it's time to come back into this reality, gently refocus on your breath, bringing your awareness to the breath, bringing the breath down into your belly, so that on the inhale, your belly expands out, and on the exhale, it softly retreats back. With each breath, you fill your body with new life force, prana, chi, and each breath brings a new sense of awareness and awakenedness. Each breath brings a strength and a new way of being in your body, bringing the breath down into your toes, imagining your toes are like leaves on a tree in a windy day, and as the leaves are able to just move gently and sway back and forth with the wind, so with the breath you could just very gently wiggle your toes and allow movement in the body without stress or tension, allowing the toes to gently wiggle, bringing the breath into your fingers and allowing your fingers to softly flex and move with the breath, without any stress or tension. Muscles contract and muscles relax with ease and grace. It's part of what they do. And so you can move your muscles without stress or tension, just with the invitation of mechanical movement. And so they move. And so without any stress or tension, bring your awareness to your neck and your head, and allow your head to loll from side to side very gently with micro movements, awakening the head and the neck. And then using the idea of the waves as if you were lying on the shoreline and the waves were lapping at you, and one wave comes and very gently encourages you to roll onto your side. So let the image of the waves just gently roll you onto your side, in fetal position. As you lay there, finding the peace and the silence that you had on your back in Shavasana. And then using your upper arm for stability, allow yourself to push up into a seated position. Your eyes are softly closed. And once again, you find the stillness, the peace and tranquility that you had lying down, only this time you're seated and yet still centered and balanced and totally at peace. And when you're ready, very gently open your eyes, allowing yourself to come back to this reality. And smile, inviting your body to be able now to move gently and easily without stress or tension. Namaste.